Hi, I'm Hyunjun Ko, working for the graphics team at Igalia, and currently working on Tonic Driver. And today, I'm going to talk about the status of Tonic Driver development. Okay. I'm going to start with contents for this presentation. First, I'm going to talk about what Tonic Driver is about. And then the history of development for this driver, especially focusing on what's achieved at last year. And then finally, I'm going to talk about the plan for this year. Okay, here we go. What's Turnip? Turnip is the code name of Qualcomm Adreno GPUs open source Vulkan driver. It is reverse engineered driver. You know, as you know, Qualcomm delivers their own proprietary driver for Vulkan and OpenGL on ARM architecture, especially for Android, as you know. But there also have been efforts to provide open source GPU drivers. Turnip by reverse engineering, and Turnip is a part of these efforts. And I'm going to talk about the history a little bit more in next slide. And Turnip is being actively developed on Mesa community. That is an open source project for graphics implementations of OpenGL and Vulkan for various GPUs. And that is serviced on Free Desktop GameLab for now. And you can find the link in this slide, and you can visit it. Contributors, especially to Turnip, people working for Igalia, like me, and people working for Google, and working for others. And I think I can have a chance to mention these brilliant people later in this presentation. So, let me talk about the history before 2021. First of all, I have to mention Fidreno, that was created by Rockla around 2012. That is an open source OpenGL driver for Qualcomm Adreno GPU. And he's been developing Fidreno since then, and he kept improving the drivers. And nowadays, it's almost same as proprietary driver, as far as I heard, which is great. And his works have affected Turnip, because Turnip shares a lot of freedom infrastructures, compilers and DRMs and such things. The Vulkan driver development started in August 2018. At that time, Turnip became a reality. When Igalia started contributing to Turnip at the beginning of 2020, and from that time, we targeted Adreno 630 and 650 GPUs. And as far as I remember, Turnip was usable already, but lacked support for many Vulkan extensions and features, which are required by real-world graphics applications, which means that there were a lot of things to do. And to be honest, performance was not good. And now, for 2021, Turnip was dramatically improved by very talented people. As you see the names in this slide, they are brilliant and very well known in the community, and I want to say thank you all of these people. So now I'm gonna tell you about what's achieved at 2021. First, we implemented lots of Vulkan extensions, as you see in the slide. To implement Vulkan extensions, first we need to investigate into what proprietary driver are supporting on Android. This is the point where we start to implement new extensions. It's like first we got the whole list of supported extensions on Android by via a proprietary driver, and pick one of them, and you have to get a dump of a command stream for the extensions and analyze them and implement it on Turnip based on them. Is that the way to reverse engineer? And this kind of reverse engineering is generally hard and make people sometimes crazy and sometimes even happy when you find something new. And this is how Turnip driver is being improved generally. And also we did a lot of bug fixes that were found by Vulkan CTS and Piglet and other this kind of test suits. And as a result of these efforts, including Vulkan extension implementations, Turnip got finally Vulkan 1.1 conformant for Adreno 618 GPUs last November, which is a great job. And last thing is we tried to make it run for Windows games with direct DXVK and or VKD3D on Linux ARM that requires x86 emulators. And we have seen some Windows games running, and in this way we are able to fix some bugs in the driver that have been existing in the driver, which cannot be found by running test suits. That's why this is important thing regarding driver development. Now, let's talk about the plan this year. I think we can keep working on it to improve many things, especially we are going to start focusing on real world use cases like playing computer games on Qualcomm devices running on Linux. Actually we started around last year, the end of last year. As I said, we have seen some Windows games running already, but we're still trying. We will keep trying to run Windows games. But there are a lot to go. Most important thing is that there are still not enough many games running on ARM architecture, as you know. That's why we are trying to run more Windows games instead. This is also important because we cannot wait for games running on ARM architecture for a long time. I mean, we have to do what we can for now. So running Windows game is a good way to see the status of the driver in, you know, in real world use cases. So that's why we are trying to run Windows games even with emulators, which is bad, I know. Next is performance. Performance is always key thing for driver development, and it's always tough and hard, I know, and we have to reverse engineering more and more to improve something and to figure out something unknown. And it has been always tough, but we have to keep going. Another big thing is new generation GPUs have come, called Adreno 7XX, maybe. This should be exciting because, as far as I heard, they may start supporting shining features like mesh shaders and ray tracing. So this will be very interesting for us, for, you know, regarding driver development too. And last thing is also worth mentioning here, that is there are still unknown instructions, which means we have to do more reverse engineering to figure them out. And I guess most of them are useful for compute shaders, but that is not our main focus for now, but I know we need to do it sometime. Yeah, that's all. Thanks for listening.
Hi guys, welcome to the Q&A session for the Trinity Private Development Status. After threatening our users that I'm taking Zhun hostage to ask him some personal questions, we did have some questions. So let's start with the first one from Martin. Have there been some particularly difficult things to reverse engineer or implement in the past year?
Yeah, as I said in this presentation, everything is tough when you're reverse engineer, and I think I can choose one thing when I work on FP16 support on Friedrian, not Vulkan though, but when I was working on FP16 supports, I have to figure it out how Hadera is working, and that was very tough, and for about as far as I remember, for about 3 months or more, I am investigating into the how proprietary driver is doing for floating point 16 support, and yeah, that was very hard thing in this development history, and yeah, that's all.
what particularly blocked you from getting further with this support? Anything particular, anything interesting?
Yeah, I mean, 14.16 supports is the hardest thing for me. We have to know to support that. We have to know how registers in this hardware are doing, but we have no documents and we are totally blind about that. And so we have to investigate into what proprietary driver is doing and by running some examples on Android and dump the total overall stream commands and analyze them, and we have to figure it out which registers are supporting 16-bit or not. And yeah, that's all. This kind of thing is horrible, and yeah, that was very tough. I don't hear you. Look.
Of course not, because I was muted myself. So a question from Arik, which is probably for his own use, as he's actually also working on Proton, last I heard. So I've noticed, is what he says, VK valve mutable descriptor type on the supported extension list. I thought it's mainly for Direct3D12 implementation on top of Vulkan. Do you know where there is any reason for getting it implemented? Is there any use for it on the ARM world, or was it just for free?
Yeah, because there are some efforts to run Windows games on ARM devices, including Arduino devices, Qualcomm devices, I mean. And I heard that some people trying to do that have been through a very hard time. So I heard that, and they need this extension is necessary for running their components like BKD3D or DXVK, which is to run Windows games on Linux using Vulkan, and this extension is not that hard to support it, because basic things to support this extension is already done at the moment. So I decided to kind of expose this extension support. So yeah. That's not that easy. So yeah, it's not hardcore to work on this extension.
Okay, then the final question is from Adrian, one of your colleagues, I think.
Yeah.
Does Zinc work on top of Turnip? If not, are there any plans to make that happen?
Zinc is as Adrian explains, Zinc is to run OpenGL applications on top of Vulkan, and of course we have already tried to make it run, and I think it generally runs fine with Zinc. And you have to confirm when you want to confirm it, you have to install a 86 emulators and maybe DXVK and Qualcomm devices, and there are very a mess of setup you need. So it's hard to set up all kind of software stacks, and there is no documents about that. But I think we have to write official documents to run something like that. Yeah, because it's very interesting thing for all of gaming people. So Yeah. Yeah, my answer is it runs generally. Yeah. Oh, that I don't hear you. Sorry, Luke.
Me and muting, right? So thank you for all this. This is the final question we have from our users. Is there anything you want to still add to your talk, or anything you want to still talk about? Anything that you might have missed when you recorded your talk?
No, but. Yeah, it's great experience to present this thing. And
Have you ever been to a live FOSDEM then? Have you had the chance to join FOSDEM when the world was still okay?
No, okay. It's the first time for me.
So since you're working for Igalia, and Igalia has usually a big presence at FOSDEM, at least in the graphics dev room, then I hope to see you there next year in the flesh.
Sure. Okay. I hope so too.
Then thanks very much, and see you next year. Bye-bye.
See you. Bye.